Good morning, 722 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got Dave Greenwood, he's the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Always joins us at this time on a Friday to preview the conditions of the Gulf here for us on the weekend. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. How has it been this week, and what are we looking at for this weekend?
Well, it's been this week. The Gulf has been flat and glass-like. I was in the water yesterday, and the water is flat and calm, very clear, very little jellyfish. So, I mean, we didn't have a shark that everyone was excited about because there was a shark in the water. And, yes, there are sharks out there.
Wait, what now?
But,
there's sharks that live in the Gulf?
There are, and the water was so clear and flat. Yes, you will see them. I saw some stingrays swimming by the other day, some manta rays coming by.
Dave, I know you're a professional. I trust your expert opinion, but are you telling me that in the Gulf of Mexico there are sharks, stingrays? Surely there's never jellyfish.
Hey, and to top it off, we saw a manatee a few days ago. So there are manatees out there also.
No, that was
all
me.
Kinds of fish in that hole.
Wow, and, I learn stuff every day with you.
Yeah, it's been flat and calm, and we're winding down the season like a lot of lifeguard agencies are, and that's why we're thinking about the whole East Coast of the U.S. because. You've got that tropical activity in the Atlantic, and it's going to churn up surf all up and down the East Coast. And their agencies, just similar to ours, are experiencing reduced staffing, since school has started.
Yeah, that's interesting. So we've got this, this high surf that's going to be coming up the coast this weekend from Lee and maybe past that. I haven't been following the day parts exactly, but they, I assume, like you say, they're dealing with the same staffing challenges, maximum number of hours for the, under 18s, can't drive the trucks, people are back in school. So they're dealing with the same limitations at a time when they really are going to need guards, right?
Oh, exactly. And, if you look at the population density of that whole area of the U.S. is a lot higher than it is around in our area. So we'll I'll be thinking about those agencies up and down the coast. But that being said, we are planning, we're moving ahead for 2024. There's a few months left of this year, but we have our lifeguard tryout December 9th and December 16th for the 2024 season. So people hear the thing, like, you have a lifeguard choice? Hey, I can work as a lifeguard. Well, now's your chance to start preparing.
Nice.
December 9th and December 16th.
Very good. Well, obviously, when we get a little bit closer to that, we'll remind people. But plan ahead now for in December if you want to guard or want to find out if you would be good enough at it.
Is the tryout at UWF?
It's usually in the Aquatic Center, right? At UWF?
Okay.
Right. Yeah. We'll have more details as we get closer to the date on our website.
Very good. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thanks for keeping our beaches safe and for keeping us informed, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Of course.